Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP.org. Christina Liu and I have been speaking with Mike Kelly, who is the executive director of the North Hempstead SWAMA and also the commissioner for North Hempstead Solid Waste Department. But, you know, before we go on, we have to actually mention what the acronym SWAMA stands for. I don't think most people know. We know because we're in the town.
Solid Waste Management Authority.
There you go. Solid Waste Okay. Management Authority. So before we went to break, you were talking about the little plastic in the envelopes today. A lot of them in that window don't even have it anymore. It's clear. But how do you catch something like that? If I'm recycling and everyone in my neighborhood's recycling and I throw in one envelope that has a little plastic thing in there, how do you guys catch it?
I mean, you know, it generally, it would get caught at the recycling facility. It wouldn't get caught in your, you know, generally, I mean, if somebody may see it sitting there, perhaps, but right. Generally it's not going to get caught in your collections because the collections, they tend to happen as quickly as possible so they can get all the houses. It comes to the transfer station, gets put on a pile and put on a truck that goes to the sorting facility. It's at the sorting facility that those things are weeded out.
Okay. Interesting. So, I mean, you know, Christina and I have talk a lot about all the things we order. I mean, certainly over COVID, it's increasing. But even before, I know that, you know, we did a lot of ordering with Amazon or whatever. And, you know, my house, by the end of the week, I'm breaking up cardboard boxes and breaking them up and putting all of them in one bigger box. And I'm just curious, does that go in the regular garbage? Does it go in recycle? And, you know, what is the proper way to discard those boxes as opposed to cereal boxes?
So cardboard boxes should go out with your paper recycling. Cardboard boxes are 100% recyclable. They should be folded up, broken down, folded up, tied up. If for some reason you can't tie them up, you can put them in a container, but they must be broken down. We can't just take we had one property in one of our districts recently where the truck showed up to essentially a 50-foot wall of unbroken down boxes. And we had told, no, you have to break down the boxes before you can recycle them. And they did. So that's the only way essentially they're going to fit in the truck. So once they're broken down, they get brought to our transfer facility as recyclables. But a couple of things about cardboard. Number one, it has to be clean. And what I mean by clean is, you know, don't throw out a pizza box. Pizza boxes, even if you think you have a 100% clean pizza box, it's never 100% clean. There's always grease in there or something. So your pizza box should always go into the garbage. If you have, a cardboard box from a delivery that's been soiled by oil or something along those lines, that should go in the garbage too. If you have soaking wet cardboard, that should go into the garbage as well. It's just going to get destroyed on the way to the transfer station. But if you have clean or cleanish cardboard that's dry and you can break it down, absolutely put it in the recycling pile on your recycling day, and that will get brought for recycling to the transfer station.
Yes, I've become a professional at breaking down boxes. That was a skill that I really picked up wonderfully. I was very determined to keep it neat because the rate at which they were accumulating was, you know.
Your garage just fills up with boxes at some point.
I have this great tool that I use. I got it from Pampered Chef, and you use it. It's actually great for everything. It's a scraper, and it's very thin on one end. So you just, break your boxes up that way. Also, if you have anything on the floor that's sticky, you scrape it right up. It's a great.
Back to like a little Pampered Chef commercial.
Pampered Chef, it's really, really good. So getting back to the boxes again. So we have cereal boxes. We have all kinds of food that comes in boxes that we buy at the supermarket. Are those then not recyclable? Are they considered contaminated? Because maybe in the freezer, they get a little damp after you take them out, or?
No, you can still recycle those, and they can go in with your paper recycling.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
It's really,
unless they're dirty, then don't put them in the recycling. Put it in the garbage.
Right. So, how many? It just fascinates me too. The other part now, like with garbage, is it always like amazes me. It's like this endless thing. I mean, how much can really a garbage truck hold? You know, when you see the trucks going door to door to door to door to door. First of all, I always worry about the brakes, but you know, that's just daylight. They keep stopping and going and stopping. But it just seems like it's endless. I mean, and also the thing that, you know, crushes it, like what can it not crush? You know, are these crazy questions? But these are things that I'm curious about.
Well, the compactor within a garbage truck, it's a hydraulic compactor. So it's going to crush whatever's in there. And, you know, generally, how much can a garbage truck hold? You know, we've seen garbage trucks come in and 12, 13 tons. And that's, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what your standard garbage truck, the maximum you can do. You know, a normal truck is coming in somewhere between 5 and 9 tons.
How many homes would that be, like, generally?
Well, so if you had, you know, just, I mean, every district is different. They do every district differently. Sometimes you get a truck comes in with just a ton on it. I don't know, you know, maybe not a lot of people put out their garbage in that district sometimes, but, you know, you can have a truck before it goes to the transfer station serve 600 or 700 homes. And they get all of that into one truck. They bring it to the transfer station, drop it off, and then continue on.
That's a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Because you're right, Beck. It's things you just kind of like, you know, take for granted. You don't even think, you know, necessarily, unless you're Rebecca, who's really pondering the in and out of this whole thing. You know, but I think
I see a lot going on in the morning up
there. Yeah, but I think it's important, though. It is important to know these things because it's, you know, everybody wants to do their part. And I think it's really clearly a necessity. And it's important to kind of know the breakdown of things. You know what Mike also want to know? What if we had talked about this in the break, which is something I learned, is that North Hempstead has a double stream recycling system.
Right.
Now, if you, let's say, needed a new, I know a lot of seniors, especially, we get this question, they might need a new recycling bin or the little, you know, the tall one for the plastics or whatnot. So how do they go about if they needed one? Can they get that from you guys? How does that work?
So we used to, several years ago, sell recycling bins. We haven't done that in a number of years. So we don't have recycling bins to sell or give out. So what we tell people is just buy a recycling bin from a Lowe's or a Home Depot. Or you could use, you know, we say, you know, use, you know, green for your plastics and glass and metal, and use blue for your cardboard and paper. But that's not a rule. That's just a good thing to do. It's just a good practice. But you could use any can you want for your recycling, as long as it's labeled like that. And if anybody can contact 311 or contact the Solid Waste Management Authority, we actually have stickers that you can put onto your recycling bins, one for paper, one for one for your commingled, that shows you exactly what, you know, this is the paper can. This is what you can put in here. This is the commingled can. This is what you can put in here. And that also helps the collection companies when they come around, they know that something is recyclable, they're not just going to throw it into the garbage. What we're also going to be doing relatively soon over the next month or two is we're going to be mailing these stickers to all the homes, single family homes or two family homes that use garbage cans, to everybody. So everybody.
That's great. We can tell the seniors. They'll be excited to know.
Yeah. So if, you know, in my neighborhood, well, where I used to live, not my current location, we had special pickup, you know, when we're putting out, maybe if you're moving or you're renovating or what have you, cleaning out the shed, you have, you know, 30-year-old tricycles or that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Does the town of North Hempstead have a special pickup, or do you encourage people to come down to the dump and drop it off? Like what do you do when you have like those kinds of materials at home that you want to get rid of.
Yeah, like the larger items.
Well, so there's two things you can do. I can speak for our own garbage districts because there are districts that are not run by us. There are incorporated villages and everybody has their own rules. So I can speak for our garbage districts in our contracts. If you have, if you need a bulk pickup, like there's, you know, you have a couch you want to get rid of, you can call your regular carter and on one day a week, they will, if you call them and let them know, they will come around and pick up your couch. Hmm. Now that's not for like, if you're doing a home clean out or something, you know, along those lines where you have a lot of like individual stuff you just need to get rid of. You have two options in that case. If you can bring it to the transfer station yourself, you can bring it on Sundays between 7:30 and 2:30, not this Sunday because it's July 4th. Or you could hire a carting company. You can essentially get a dumpster. So if you have one big thing in our districts, you can call your carter and schedule it to be picked up. If you have a lot of little things, you can either bring it to the transfer station on Sunday, and a fee does apply to that. Or you can get your own container.
Is there a limit, Mike, to what you can bring to the transfer station? Like, let's say you have a whole bunch of bog. Is there like a certain amount, or it's just?
No, there's no limit as to the amount of stuff you can bring. However, what we do tell people is we limit the type of vehicle you can bring because sometimes it could get a little out of hand. So you could bring a car, an SUV, a pickup truck. If you have a rental van, you could do that too.
Okay.
The only two things that we don't want people bring are trucks, like box trucks, or trailers, because there's limited room for trailers.
Right.
It becomes logistically, problematic, to do that. But other than that, if you wanted to come, you want to bring your van five times that day, bring your van five times that day, because we charge based on the weight, not really how much you bring.
Right. Okay. Well, that's certainly good to know.
So I'm kind of interested, like, just like in everybody that we talk to in every facet, you know, whether it's human service agencies or, you know, our own departments, how were you guys impacted by COVID? Mm-hmm. What did you see happening, you know, maybe staff or, you know, it's kind of scary with, you know, certainly in the beginning where we weren't 100% sure how people were getting, touching things. And then your people are out there collecting garbage and all that. So, I mean, I'm curious to see from kind of like the beginning to where we're at now. And, you know, of course, Christina and I were very curious to know how many more boxes you've gotten because so many people now get deliveries. So maybe we will discuss that when we come back because right now we have to take a quick break. You've been listening to Project Independence in You on Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org.